to see Adam Lowry in blue instead of yellow.
Well, good to get him back. I think he skated well for the last couple of days, so he'll get through a couple of days of banging here, and then we'll, I think the earliest we consider is Montreal, but certainly not committing to that. But he's definitely on the right, going in the right direction now.
Thoughts on the limited number of players that were out there today?
We started to get heavy minutes. Now we're closing, and I think it's 7 and 12, so we're starting to monitor that. The guys that didn't skate today will skate tomorrow morning. Probably give most of these guys the option in the morning, trying to keep that energy level high for the games. And you know, you don't. Most of these guys probably would have shut it down by 1:30 in the morning. We get up and we just want to make sure we get enough recovery on them.
I realize the next game's a home game, but overall, what have you thought of this team's play on the road, Paul?
We didn't like the first one, and after that, we've been pretty darn good. I think I feel the same way about it at home. There's a couple of games that we weren't very proud of, but other than that, we're looked to be trending in the right direction in terms of the style of play and energy level and health and all those other things. So I'm not getting too excited, but pretty good.
To your next three are against Dallas. What have you watched on video from them? There's been a lot of talk about that team this year, and they've got some high expectation kind of around the league.
I thought their season last year almost mirrored ours, you know, and kind of similar again. I think they added four important pieces, and we did too. Tyler Myers was one of them, and they're trying to play a better defensive hockey game, and I think they're dialed into that. They get some good high-end skill and speed up front. Got some good size. Now they've gotten some real good goaltending, so pretty similar. It's going to be it's always potential for a really exciting game. I think probably both teams are hopeful that it can be really exciting and played well at the same time, which would be a change from last year.
Can you go back to Connor tomorrow, or you make that decision?
Connor's going tomorrow, yeah.
Do you have sort of a goaltending plan here? You don't play back-to-backs till the end of next week. I mean, is it important to get Mason back in a game?
I got a flow chart. A mental flow chart of how this goes. If it goes well tomorrow or not with each goalie, where you would end up finding putting guys in. I thought it was important that Steve got back in and got a good game under his belt. I think the schedule now kind of sets itself up, so there's less concern about that. We got practice time coming up, and Connor's going well right now.
Obviously, when Lowry gets activated, there will have to be a subsequent decision.
Right.
Just on Tucker Pullman, is he the kind of player that could stick around here, even if it means that he's not getting into the lineup, or does he need to play?
I would feel that way about all players that are... I mean, he's an older player, but he's waiverable, and that tells you that he doesn't have a lot of pro experience yet. But I would say that about any of the players that are waiverable. We won't let them sit too long before they got to get in some games. He's the first guy in on the right side for sure, and I just leave it at that. I don't think it's going to go too much longer. We got to get him into a hockey game. All of these questions, and they're good ones, right? We got two more guys potentially coming back in. So many times, you don't need an answer because something else creeps up, and all the decisions you think you're going to have to make 5 days from now never materialize. So we'll play it by as it comes.
It's a good problem to have, right?
It's better than the other way, you know. And you're just so hopeful that you can stay healthy and play your hockey team for a while and build that confidence.
Roll skated at all?
Skated on his own today for the first time. So he'll stay on his own probably until after Montreal, maybe even after Dallas, and get into, we'll put him back on the ice on that road trip.